The Gemara Daf Chaf Amud Beis brings down a couple of ma'asim about Amsa de Bei Rabbi that the Rabbanan and Talmid Chacham didn't know what certain words meant, and then they learned it from Amsa de Bei Rabbi, from the Shivcha in Rabbi's house. And the question is, how could it be that the Chachamim did not know the meaning of these words and the Shivcha of Rabbi did know them? What's the pshat in that? And it's brought down, the Shimshon Master Polier writes in the Sefer Netzitzi Shimshon that Chazal tell us that during Kriyas Yamsuf, Rasa Shivcha Layam, Mashal Raya Chesko Ben Buzi, that the Shivcha Shalayam had Giluyim that were beyond the Giluy of even Yecheskel. And he brings down over there that this Amsa de Bei Rabbi was a Gilgal of those Shivchas, Shvacha Shalayam. She was a Gilgal of a Shivcha Shalayam. And because of that, she, in a sense, had the ability to have certain Giluyim beyond the Giluyim of Yecheskel. And therefore, she was able to be Masig things in Torah that the Talmid Chachamim were not able to be Masig. That was the site over here of the Amsa de Bei Rabbi. And it's interesting that one of the words they didn't know is the word, they didn't know Pshat in the Pasuk, but Ta'atasiya b'matate hashmar. They didn't know what the word matate means. And it says one day they heard Amsa de Bei Rabbi, Davis Amas l'chavrta, she told her friend, Shkoli tatisa b'tatase b'isech. She told her friend, take the beso, take the broom and sweep the house. So they figured out from that obviously a matate means a broom. Now it's interesting to note that Amsa de Rebbe was not sweeping the house herself. She told her friend to do it. The question is, why not? After all, she was an Amsa de Rebbe. She was a Shivcha Lechar. That would be her job to sweep the house. Why was she telling her friend to sweep the house and not doing it herself? And perhaps you could say, maybe B'derech Sachas, I'll pee the Gemara B'Metzia and Daf Pehei. The Gemara says over there that Rebbe had a certain Yesurim or Nigzar in him. And the Gemara explains the reason why he got these Yisurim is because there was a certain Maisa where he should have had more Rachmanis on an animal, and he didn't, and because of that, it was Nigzar on him to have Yisurim. And the Gemara says that the Yisurim left him when he displayed Rachmanis on an animal. So what was the Maisa? So the Gemara says that Yom Echad Avka Kanshe Amsa de Bei Rebbe Besa. One day, the Amsa de Bei Rebbe was sweeping her house. This time, she herself was sweeping the house. Havik Eshad Yibnei Karkushta. But there were some little mice on the floor there in the house, and she was sweeping them up as well, together with all the dirt. Amr La, so Rebbe told her, Shavkinu, you should leave them. Don't sweep up these mice, it's not nice. But Rachma Ba Kol Maisav, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on all his mice, and you should have Rachmanis as well, and it's not proper to sweep them up with all the dirt. Amri, so they said, Neshamayim, Hol Merachim Nerachim, Alei. Since he showed Rachmanis on these animals, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have Rachmanis on him, and then his Yisurim went away. So that was the reason why his discern left him. So you see over there, Amsa de Rebbe was sweeping the house, and she got into trouble. Rebbe told her that it's not so simple to sweep the house. If you end up doing it in a way which is not proper, it could be tzar ba lechayim, and it's a lack of rachmanis. So perhaps after that maisa, she realized, you know, it's not so pashut. She didn't want the achayas of doing it, and she gave it over to her friend. And that's why we found in our Gemara that she told her chavrta, you take the broom, you sweep the house, because she didn't want to do it herself. And mitaych advarim, we were able to figure out, chacham, we were able to learn the meaning of the word metata.